On the show today, we have Channel Net's very own Paula Tompkins talking about digital transformation and member experience. It's a whole new world for credit unions out there. So really great takeaways from Paula in this talk. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Channel Net's very own Paula Tompkins. Paula, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. How's life in your neck of the woods these days?
Well, our governor in the state of California has kind of kept us locked up. but they're starting to finally loosen. I think people are getting, we got to get on with our lives, you know?
Agreed. Yep, got to do it sometime, but do it safely at the same time. So, there's a balance there for sure.
Social distancing and masks.
Exactly. Two key things that we got to keep up with for the time being. So, hey, let's talk about some stuff happening in the credit union industry, and that's obviously digital transformation and just actually just life-changing in general, speaking of wearing masks and social distancing and things like that. You gave a talk at a recent NCUMA conference about this. I mean, it's just a whole new world for credit unions. And so can you give us a quick backgrounder on you before we dive into that topic?
Well, I've been at Digital before it was called Digital. It used to be called Interactive. I started the company in 1985 with a vision that technology was going to be the next medium. And sure enough, it's taken a long, long time, but has evolved. But the basic concepts since the very initial, starting up the company was information, education, and entertainment. And people have gotten more and more fussy about, relevancy. And relevancy is really the key to building relationships. Mm-hmm. And credit unions are all about relationships.
Right.
So, interesting enough, we find ourselves right in the middle of this digital transformation, mm-hmm. and putting members at the center of that effort is the future. So I'm looking forward to chatting with you about some of the things we're doing in the credit union space and some of the impact and things like that.
Yeah, can you share a couple of takeaways from your talk at the conference? I think that was a month or so ago in Amelia Island.
Yeah, it was late August, early September. And so it was interesting because it's the first and only conference that I've attended this year in person. We had mostly board of director members there, a few CEOs. Mm-hmm. But boy, were they engaged and concerned. It's interesting because a board member will typically say, look, I'm not going to get in there and tell the CEO what to do, right? I'm supposed to stay way up high at the strategic level. Mm-hmm. But digital, the board has to get involved in digital. You can't just leave it to the marketing department and say, oh, it belongs to them, or, we've got branches, they'll connect us and make sure that we satisfy our members. Mm-hmm. That's all changing. And as Robert Lay would tell you, James Robert, mm-hmm. it's turned the world upside down.
Incredibly so.
Now the big question is, are branches even going to survive? And I say absolutely.
Yep.
But they're going to transform.
Mm-hmm. As they have in the past. I mean, it's just going to be a quicker transformation, I think. And I'm glad you brought the board up, because now seems like a time more than ever a board really needs to be on their toes about everything, especially digital. They really need to be up on it so they can, like you said, make decisions from that strategic level. Is that kind of what you're trying to help folks do as well out there, especially
yes,
the board?
Yes, not just at the board level, but also with the CEOs, COOs, mm-hmm. CMOs. This is a C-suite issue.
Yes.
And it's unfortunately, it's confusing for a lot of them. There's a lot of different vendors. It all sounds the same.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, well, I already do email marketing, or I have a CRM system. Oh, I do email blasts and you know, that's dead. All that stuff is dead. It's all about contextual content, personalization, data-driven messaging, and it isn't an email blast with an offer anymore.
Right.
You have to build that relationship with the member digitally. And that requires, it's funny, Mike, what I find is, you know, we create these silos, right? We create a Facebook channel, a YouTube channel, a website channel. Mm-hmm. We have a branch channel. We have a call center channel. We have blogs. We have educational materials. We have all this stuff, and it's scattered all around, right?
Right.
And so what we need to do is really bring that all into an experience that's relevant. And it's very interesting and different than anything the credit unions have done before.
No doubt.
Very different.
Yeah, exactly. And so how can credit unions kind of, I don't want to say consolidate, but maybe kind of bring all this together? What's a plan of action there to kind of bring all these channels together and to make it a very interactive, cohesive experience for the member? What do you have steps or anything like that?
Well, what we do is first we start off with the data.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made it very, very easy for a credit union to extract the data on a regular basis, daily or more often, through a simple CSV flat file that's encrypted for security purposes.
Right.
And we pull that in to the platform. And then at the same time, we've established different touch points and interactions. And then we pull the content from all those existing sources, right? So you've got everything from calculators to credit applications to educational materials. So what we want to do is start to dialogue digitally with that member, ask them questions, and, you know, how was your experience with us? You went into the branch today. Were you serviced properly? Are you happy? That then triggers communication back with the credit union, the appropriate people, so they can reach out and talk to those people about their experience,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So right off the bat, welcoming them when they adopt a new product,
right.
Thanking them when they adopt a second or third product, surveying them, asking them for referrals. We bring all those into the experience, and we get excellent you know, interaction.
Mm-hmm. Feedback.
We ask them about their life events. Once we learn about a life event, I'll give you a case study.
Sure.
We work with a credit union called Unified Federal Credit Union down in Southern California. And so we observed that people were saying a lot of the members were saying, I'm getting ready to plan a wedding. I'm going to be getting married in 9 months or a year or 3 months. And so we pulled together an experience about all the products, services, and needs a member has to prepare for a wedding. And we advise that member, you know, don't do a savings account. Put the money you get from the wedding into a share certificate, or, you know, that yields higher interest, or get your credit score on you and your spouse-to-be to make sure that, you know, your credit is appropriate, because you're going to want to be buying a home,
sure.
Starting a family, all those kinds of basics. Don't put the wedding on your credit card with high interest rates. Take out a personal loan. Are you going to need Are you going to need a joint account? Are you going to need a debt consolidation loan? If he's got too many cars or motorcycles and is up to his eyeballs in debt, how do we get him out of it so we can have a more helpful experience? And then we bring in a third-party content about the cost of a wedding. So not only did we communicate initially and find out about the wedding, but we instantly came back at them with helpful information to build that relationship and encourage them to continue to work with us on additional products and services. So it's a whole different way of looking at things. It's not all about blasting offers. And people are smarter than that today. Right. They don't care about, if it's not relevant to them, they won't pay attention. They won't look at it. They won't interact with it.
Which is where the data comes in to help them personally, right?
Exactly. So we know what kind of accounts they have. We know, where they are in their life. We can understand their persona, their credit score, and take all that into account in the way we communicate with them.
Yeah. And that scenario that you just described is a credit union helping somebody out with their life, making better financial decisions, which in turn is going to create so much value for that member. And then that member is going to talk to their family and friends about, hey, look what they did for us. This is a better choice than a credit card. You know, this is a better choice than just a share account, that type of stuff. So
That's huge. But it's very advanced for credit unions.
Yeah.
And I've had, heads of marketing say to me things like, well, I have a website and I do email. Right? And it's kind of like, good luck. Are you going to survive in three or 5 years? The other thing, and we went through these various scenarios for these board members at the session with Kathy and her team, and they were very appreciative.
I bet.
They went back and talked to their CEOs about it, and many CEOs reached out to me and said, we need help with just the kind of thing you're doing.
Cool.
And so that's real exciting. The other thing that we talked about with the group was the virtual branch. And, we're not people, financial decisions, big ones. I need a retirement plan. I need debt consolidation. I'm a small business person and I need PPP now or an EIDL loan or whatever. These are opportunities to connect the member with an expert that can help them, whether that's someone in a call center or whether that's a loan officer or a branch manager. So part of what we do is work really hard to schedule appointments, allow these people to have virtual meetings. In the past, things like you and I doing this through Zoom or whatever our tool is, was kind of like, I don't know if I want anybody to see me. But that's all changed overnight. So we've got to get the people that can help right then and there. We've got to get them with that member so they can help guide them through that mortgage transaction or that refinancing or whatever those tough, tall orders are for that member. And again, that's just building on the existing channels and leveraging them into the digital environment rather than them being sitting there, right, in the branch. It's kind of like in the old days, we used to send leads to dealers in the auto industry. We still do. And that's a big, big deal. And then the dealer would say, well, come on in. Well, people don't want to come in, right? It's it's time consuming. They want convenience. They want ease of use. They want to be in touch with the people that can help them now or in the next 24 hours. Right. And that's the kind of thing we're doing. So we've really come at this by let's schedule meetings, whether it's virtual, whether it's in office or in branch, And let's pull that into a holistic experience for the member.
No doubt.
So that's really the kinds of things we're all about.
And the significance of this for credit unions today, I know this is an obvious question with an obvious answer, but I want to get your take on it. The significance of this kind of holistic approach for credit unions today, because every time you go to, when we used to go to conferences, you know, everyone's like, gosh, we need to tell our stories. We need to be relevant, all that type of stuff. Is this what the goal is here with the significance to bring it holistically?
Absolutely. You know, we take the point of view that us, our capability, mm-hmm. and our relationship with the credit union, we are going to help them become very relevant and very member focused. And we're going to help them, you know, if you're going to send out an offer, a blast, why not take that, put it in context, provide some educational information, talk about what the benefits are, survey that member to see what their needs are. For example, one of our credit unions, actually a small one, put a survey into the experience about how has COVID impacted you.
Wow.
And my God, we got that out there in no time. And people could say, I'm devastated. I need help. Mm-hmm. I'm not bothered. Everything's fine.
Right.
So now you can zero in on those that need the help.
Right. Instead of a shotgun approach. Right. Mm-hmm.
So those are the kinds of things that we help them do. We're really experts, having spent 35 years at this, in data-driven personalization, relevancy, and content, and helping them get to the deep link that's going to take them to the credit app. Yeah. Or the calculator.
Yeah, yeah.
And being able to tell the credit union instantly, because we're demand sensing, this member just told us that they're renting and they want to buy a home because they went to the rent-to-own calculator, right? Yeah. And so now we can follow up and retarget mm-hmm. them with mm-hmm. appropriate messaging. Now, here's another example, and I know I'm going on because I'm very excited about this topic.
I can tell.
But for years, you know, we've been having more and more fires in California. We've been having more and more hurricanes down in Louisiana and East Texas and the East Coast of Florida. And so what we want to do is, for those people that are impacted in that zip code or that town or that state, and they're our member, we want to reach out and offer them help.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Was their car burned up? Was their home damaged? How can we help you? Can we defer a payment? We've got low interest rates right now. Can we send someone out to sit with you and help you? And that's when you make the strongest relationships with people, yeah. if you're there to help.
For sure.
Whether that's COVID, whether it's fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and we all know we're being severely affected by that stuff right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to have it come from the credit union is so much, that's so valuable, so valuable. And then again, we go back to the family and friends, word of mouth. They're going to talk to each other about it. So that's just even better. That's a bonus for sure.
That's a bonus. Sure. And yeah. we use those opportunity for referrals, to drive referrals. And we track every single action so we can report back to the credit union. Sally indicated that she's getting married and she's worried about the future husband's car hobby or his sports hobby, you know, and so now we can move in and advise her, right? Mm-hmm, and so connecting with these people, not just waiting for them to walk into a branch and yelling, "Hi, Sally, how are you doing?"
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting married? She's not going to come to the branch anymore, right?
Yeah.
Or very rarely. So I think, and we've formed a lot of partnerships. We see ourselves as a container or a wrapper of content for all sorts of functionality. So getting them to download the mobile app as part of the online banking, or the mobile app as part of the welcome experience. Next best product, okay? So I opened a savings and a checking. I now need to try to get you into my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, what life stage are you at? So I can then try to move you into a refinancing or something like that.
Yep, yep. Oh my gosh, I could talk about this all day long, Paula. This is fantastic stuff. And again, it's all about being relevant, especially in today's, as we kind of restart, you know, the next phase of our economy, our lives, all that type of stuff. So being relevant is important. All this stuff is so, so vital for all of that to happen. So where can we find out more about you and more details on this topic? Where do we go?
Well, www.channelnet.com.
Okay.
Is our website. They're welcome to reach out to me personally via email or text message. My phone number is 415-720-4498. And my email is ptompkins, that's T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S, at channelnet.com.
Right on.
And my team, we have fantastic references in the credit union industry. We're expanding the number of use cases in terms of what we're offering, everything from interactive newsletters to virtual branches to personal engagement. And so we're real excited about the opportunities with the credit unions because they are focused on their members.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah. The time to be passive is over. You got to be really proactive about this stuff right now. All righty, Paula. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Sounds like you have a full plate. So I'm going to let you get back to work. So appreciate the time.
Thank
that was
you
great.
So much. I appreciate you interviewing me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Let's do it again real soon. Okay.
Okay.